Just in time for summer, we've got a new suspenseful novel taking place at a summer camp. It's called Summer's Never Over by Darby Bozeman. The story revolves around Greer Olson, a young woman who grew up in Dred's Cove, a popular summer camp in the mountains of Georgia. But a devastating fire one summer and subsequent death of her friend left Greer shattered. She leaves, promising never to come back. But when her mother dies, Greer must return and face the truth of what happened that summer. Author Darby Bozeman had always wanted to write. She majored in English in college and went on to teaching English in middle school, where she became passionate about exploring the science behind narrative writing and story structure. We start our What We're Reading conversation with Darby describing her protagonist in Summer's Never Over.
So Greer, she really was a interesting character to write, and I really loved getting to know her kind of through the course of the book and the writing process. And of course, it changed a lot. The original version I had of this book is completely different than what it is now. So I'll just say that. But Greer, I think, you know, she is in her early 20s in the flashback sections of the book, and she's in her late 20s in the current day sections of the book. So she's a girl in her 20s. And, you know, when I started writing this book, I was in the tail end of my 20s. I was 29. So not my 20s anymore, but I just know that time so well. And I think I want people to know about her that she's just like trying her best. I think that that's the biggest thing. She's trying her best and she's not doing a great job all the time. And I think that that's okay. But I really enjoyed writing her because I think she has so many questions about what she wants for her life, particularly in the early chapters, the flashback chapters, where she has just graduated college. And so many people for her whole life have told her what she is supposed to do. And I think that, you know, she's an extreme example of that. But I also think that a lot of women feel that same pressure of like, everything I'm supposed to do is pretty clear. Or I have, you know, people have high expectations of me. My parents have high expectations of me, society, whatever it is. And she swerves right out of that. And, you know, I think for better or for worse. And so I think there's a lot of bravery that goes into that. And so I think that that's another piece of her too. She's really complicated, but at the end of the day, I do think she is a brave person in a lot of different ways. And yeah, I think that that's one of the biggest things.
Now, I don't know if this is too personal. You kind of just mentioned how this the first version of the story had a very different turn to it. What went into making that change to something that you had originally had on a certain course? You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yeah. Good question. Well, when I was writing this book, I have to tell you, I was just basically like, do. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, you know. In kind of the writing world, we talk about like plotsters versus pantsers. You know, when you either have an intricate outline, or you go by the seat of your pants. And that's very much what I did in this draft. And it was so fun and I found so much. But while I was querying this project, trying to get an agent, I had some good feedback, but a lot of people were like, hey, this isn't really a mystery. They're mostly just like these kids in their 20s talking about their feelings. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess that's not really a mystery. And so anyway, when I started working with my amazing agent, Hannah, she was like, hey, we gotta amp up some of this. And she helped me make a lot of decisions and change some things. The main villain in it was completely different originally. And so we had a lot of fun twisting things around. And then when I, you know, we sold the book and I got my editor, we made some changes as well. And I mean, it was a lot, and a lot moved around. But I think that this version of the book is so strong. And I'm so proud of it. And so had to have it be all those other ways before it became this.
Sure.
So no regrets. Yeah. I'm very glad that it got to where it is. But yeah, it was a lot of writing and rewriting and rewriting.
It makes sense. Like, it doesn't seem like this process should be super easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Summer's Never Over does take place at a summer camp, and it's called Dred's Cove is the name of the summer camp. You mentioned it's in the mountains of Georgia. Why did you want the story to take place at a summer camp?
I really wanted to take place at a summer camp for a couple of reasons. I met my husband at a summer camp when I was in college. So I just always thought it was a very romantic type of place, which sounds funny, but romantic in the sense of like anything can happen here. There's just like lots of opportunities, and loved, working at summer camps growing up and that kind of thing. But when I was writing the book and, the summer camp idea part of it really happened first for me because I'm a big fan of, dark academia type books. I love campus novels. But for me, obviously you can read a campus novel in the summer, but they've got very much that like fall, winter moody kind of energy a lot of the time. And so I was like, what is the summer version of a campus novel where a lot of it's very insulated, everyone's together. It's kind of claustrophobic with how everyone's like, spending all this time together, and these relationships get really intense really fast. And summer camp just kind of kept coming up as an idea for me, and it just made so much sense. And like I said, I just kind of made it up as I went. But once we got to the camp, I was like, ooh, there's a lot of good juicy stuff here.
You're listening to What We're Reading on KAXE. We're talking with Darby Bozeman. Her debut novel is a suspenseful story taking place at a summer camp in the remote mountains of Georgia. It's called Summer's Never Over. So, Darby, something I found really interesting about the setting is that I myself did not attend summer camp. But I think summer camps are so ingrained in our popular culture, like in movies and books like this and TV shows. So even without having have gone to a summer camp yourself, you kind of get the vibe of that.
Well, and I think, yeah, to that point, I do think they're so popular. Like, right after I sold this book was when The God of the Woods by Liz Moore had just come out, and it was like the biggest book of the summer. And I was like, yeah, pe people want to read about this happening at summer camps. So it was a little even more validation of
Yeah, for sure.
that.
You mentioned something earlier that I want to kind of circle back to, how you are really intrigued with the science of storytelling, the science of narratives. That really made me see something in your book that I hadn't earlier. I thought you did a really good job at propelling the story forward and
Thank you.
keeping that suspense right up to the end. And so going back to what you're saying about like the science of storytelling and suspense and mystery and thriller, because I'm not going to give anything away, but like I was surprised. I was kind of surprised at the end. So you did exactly what you were trying to do. Can you talk about what goes into balancing those elements in the story and in your writing?
Yeah, totally. Well, I think, of course, in this book, the dual timeline piece helps with that. It both helps and it makes it difficult at the same time, right? And so I really enjoyed that piece of it. But I think that, going back to, yeah, the science of storytelling and all those sorts of pieces of it, I think about, I'm very visual. I think about it. This is what I used to say to my sixth graders, so bear with me. But we would think about a story as like a roller coaster, right? Where it would like start to go up, but it wouldn't just go like straight up and then straight down, right? There's a lot of like up, and then you're kind of like, I know they can't see this, but you're kind of dipping, and then you're going up again, but then you're dipping a little bit, and you're getting thrown off of balance a lot, right? So I think that's the really big piece of it that I wanted to have in this book. And for me, my favorite moments in books are when, kind of like what you're saying, right? Where you are so sure one thing's going to happen, and then your expectations are totally subverted. And, I tried to do that when I could in this novel, but I think that, yeah, that's a big piece of it is subverting expectations. And you think something really, really bad is about to happen. Oh, okay. Wait, is everything fine? And then the bad thing happens, like in a scary movie. And so of course there aren't really like those kinds of jump scares in this book in that same sort of way. But I thought about that a lot, and I just think that building of tension, that creeping dread, that oh gosh, I don't know what's going to happen at all times. And anytime I was reading a scene or writing a scene rather, where I would start to feel a little bit uneasy, I was like, oh gosh, this is going to work really well, because I think people reading it are also going to feel uneasy, and that's what I want people to feel, at all times, this uneasiness. And I think that's what really contributes to that layer of tension.
Darby Bozeman is the author of Summer's Never Over. This is a suspenseful and satisfying read, perfect for your summer reading list. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.